You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, welcome to the show, Doreen Levy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, welcome to the show. More importantly, welcome to the UK.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you. What a lovely day we got as well.
Yeah.
Is it? You've got a massive, great big coat on. I thought it was quite warm out.
Yeah, for me it's cold. I come from a really sunny and warm town.
Which is, of course, Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv, yes.
Are you originally from Montreal? Is that correct?
Yes, I was raised in Montreal.
Tel Aviv. That's one of the places I've never been. Tell us a little bit about it.
Wow, it's amazing. You have everything there. You have the beach. You have plenty of nightlife, 24 hours. Great, warm people. Amazing venues, music, all kinds of sort of music.
Want to go there already?
I would love for you to come.
I'll have to get myself over there. Now, you're currently over here on tour.
It's true.
So let's, before we come to the tour, let's get to the music, because how would you describe your musical genre?
Oh, it's pop, but alternative a bit, because it's not like the USA American pop or the UK pop. And it's basically also with honest and lyrics and intimate lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you have a forthcoming release of your debut album, which is Underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Is that out yet?
I released it in November in Israel. And okay. Now I'm going to release my first video in the UK for a song called Lenny Rose. I'm really, really looking forward to share with it. To share it. It's a really beautiful video.
We'll talk about the album in a sec, because I want to go through some of the things you've done, because in 2013 you and your band were invited to perform around the world, which we're doing at the moment, in key industry music media events, including SXSW, CMG, Indie Week in Canada, Nouvelle Prague. As well as countless festivals and club Dutch show dates, averaging over nearly 100 live dates. Tell me about that.
Oh, that was amazing. It just, you know, we released one song and people got a bit of to know me and the music, and we just got invited to play South by Southwest, which was amazing. And from there we went to Los Angeles to play.
Wow.
Yeah.
LA.
LA, yes, which is amazing too. And then CMJ and Nouvelle Prague, and now we just played Sound City Festival in Liverpool.
In Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah, which is amazing. It was really a great experience for us. And now we're going to play in London.
Yeah, that's Westfield, isn't it?
Westfield today and tomorrow at the Garage.
Yeah.
At 8 p.m.
So it's really busy. You've got literally going from here straight to another gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you've supported acts such as Caldwell, Lucy Rose, many more. That's pretty cool. Do you enjoy that?
A lot. Yes, of course. It's a great opportunity for me to also share my music to a new crowd, which is amazing. Yeah.
And so how long are you actually over in the UK for? Is it just a couple of days?
We came 3 days ago and we're leaving in 2 days, yeah. So it's less than a week.
Not much time to see the sights.
It's not enough. No. I want to stay more.
You're going to love London.
I love London. I've been to London
before.
Yes, it's one of my favorite cities, I have to say. But that will be the first time I will be playing in London. I recorded music in London. Okay. I mixed music but not played. So I'm excited.
What do you make of the music scene over here in the UK? Is it something you listen to a lot of English music, or is it?
Yeah, of course. You know, one of my favorite bands in the world are Radiohead.
Oh right, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
great choice.
I got a chance to see them live in Montreal a couple of years ago. So I love the sound of the UK. For me, it's something, you know, it's just, I don't know, I love it. PJ Harvey is one of the most admired singer.
Yeah, very cool, I mean, man.
Yeah.
So let's go. So yesterday you was at the LSC.
Yeah.
Tonight you're at Westfield, which is Shepherd's Bush. People can still go there, I take it.
They can, sure. It's 3:30. We're going to be
3:30.
Live, yeah.
And then the garage, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the CMW. Can people still go to those venues? There's tickets available?
Yes, yes, yes. There are tickets available on my site, DoreenLevy.com. You can go to the site and to the links. And, of course, I would love to see everybody.
Okay. Do you have a band or a crew, or are you yes. on stage on your own?
I'm playing with Eitan, which is...
Hello.
This lady. Yeah.
Let's get him a little bit of a mic. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
1, 2, 3.
That's it. You're there.
So Eitan plays the drum pads.
Now, I've seen, because on your Facebook, there's a thing where we're off. I think it looked like he was in a studio.
Yeah.
And he's about to head off.
Yeah. So that's we just sampled like the drums from the CDs to this pad, and we play with that. And I play synth and the guitar and a little bit of computer operation too. So it's kind of a mix.
What's been your favorite? I mean, obviously you're touring all across the world, I suppose. What's your favorite venue to go to? What one do you look? Oh, I really love work. You know, working there, the great crowd.
You mean abroad?
Yes, abroad. Not including your hometown.
Yeah, of course, my hometown. I honestly...
You're going to say London, yeah?
Of course, London, yeah. But can I answer that in 2 days once I play? No, I'm just joking. I guess, you know, every venue... When people listen to the music, that's amazing, and then, you know, you can get to know each other and connect, so, I don't know.
Let's listen to the music.
Thank you.
Now we've got, what one should we play first? We've got Gain or Ransom?
I think you don't have the right folder. It's the MP3 one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, there you go. See, that's what
you're not supposed to listen to that yet.
Oh, well, we don't really listen to those, do we? Well, let's come back to that then. You got a CD, haven't you, with you?
Yeah.
Let's grab the CD.
Okay, thanks.
That'll save me going back all the way through it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't put that on then, is it? Because it's not a radio, is it?
No. No, it's a release I'm going to release in July.
Okay.
A new release. And a new EP too.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Now, what made you go into the music industry?
The love of music, I guess. I admire music since I'm like 3 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my CD plays too.
Wow, look at that. That's awesome, professional. it's like live, isn't it?
Maybe song number...
Let's
six.
Have a number six, yeah?
Yeah. It's called Cowboy Fest.
That was track six, which was, let's find that, Cowboy Fest.
Exactly.
Tell us a bit about that track.
Okay. It's actually a track I wrote after a trip to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Just about, you know, it's a bit of a conflict track, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vibe that came out of it.
We spent all that time trying to get the MP3 up, and you've got we got the physical copy of the album here, which we'll be talking about in a sec. Let me quote this from Facebook, what we were talking off air a minute ago, because it says that now in your prime, do you like that? Now in your prime, you first started at the ripe old age of 16 years when you produced, performed on the lead single for the Ambient 9-bit compilation with a song entitled L'amour, is it?
L'amour.
L'amour?
Which is in French.
It's in French, so silent yeah. T. L'amour.
The death.
selling,
<I'm sorry.
laughs> selling over 50,000 units, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Worldwide. In 2008, your debut EP soon followed with a track, Falling Star.
Mm-hmm.
That was picked up by international fashion brands, including H&M,
mm-hmm.
Which is a clothes shop, of course, mm-hmm. Zara, River Island, all clothes shops,
mm-hmm.
For national campaigns. And in turn, you got selected as the top five international acts category in the Australian Music Awards, MTV Australia, and that was in 2010. Incredible accolade, especially since you've never set foot on the continent. Tell us about that. It's a great achievement.
That was amazing. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you just put things on the internet, you know, and people can take it and it grows. And
it's fantastic now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's absolutely like that.
In the last 10 years, it's transformed the way people put their music out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists get found on Justin Bieber's
exactly.
example.
Yes.
I don't like him, but he's done well. He's done well, but because he's
You know, I never heard one song of his.
No, nor me.
I don't know how, but it never came on the radio.
From Canada.
When I was. I know. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm from Canada too, but I don't know. I never heard a song.
Now,
I know the name though.
Let's talk about the album. The debut album, Underwater.
Yeah.
How many tracks is featuring on this? It's 12, isn't it?
Exactly, yes.
And I've got the physical copy here because I didn't realise it was had a physical copy. And because when we was playing the last song, I thought my phone was ringing. And this is you can't see on the radio, obviously. But if you go onto the website and be able to go onto the chat room and see it there. But when you open the CD cover, I wonder if you can hear it. It plays a song. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when you get those cards, because they do these on birthday cards, don't they, and things?
I know.
Where you open it up, it pulls a tab and plays a song. So this, when you open the case, it actually plays you one of the tracks, which I think is a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the album, or the EP. It's an album, really, isn't it?
It's an album, yes. It's an album I wrote 2 years ago in 1 month.
Oh, wow.
I was just writing, music and producing on my computer. And then after a while, I just realized I wrote this album, actually. And then Eitan here, my partner, and me, just produced the album for a few more months.
You got the opening track there for me. The album's called Underwater, obviously, but the opening track there for me,
mm-hmm.
never released as a single, but the video, gained thousands of views
mm-hmm.
in a few days, got the attention of MTV again. Yeah. Enter the MTV Boutiques playlist alongside Tegan and Sara and Disclosure. Wow, I love Disclosure as well.
Yes,
and now
great.
There For Me has been selected to lead the global advertising campaign for Forever 21. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
How did that was just from going on YouTube?
Yeah, they actually connected me about the song for the campaign.
Fantastic.
So that was amazing, yeah.
So we're going to play track 4 now from the album, which is Lenny Rose.
Yes.
Tell me about this song.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that, but that's my favorite in the album. I'm sorry.
Well, you can't say that.
Yeah, so I'm saying that. That's a track I'm going to release a video in the UK.
Just imagine if I asked you the question. What's your favorite tracks off the album?
I don't have all. I love all of them. Anyway, I'm going to release a really beautiful video, which was directed by two amazing, amazing artists from Israel. Mm-hmm. And the video is played by the a really famous dancer in Israel.
Okay.
Which plays in Bat Sheva. And I hope you like the song too. And
okay. And this is Lenny Rose.
Yes, Lenny Rose.
Lenny Rose.
Yes.
from the album Underwater, which we've got a physical copy of, which is fantastic. And we're just saying, you can see your face is underwater, just about make it out.
Yeah.
So it's a great physical CD as they go, because you're so used to having just a plastic cover, and this is it's done in the hardback. Plus, it plays songs for you as you open.
Yeah.
You don't need the CD, do you? Just kind of plays a track.
Exactly.
Fantastic idea. What's your ideal gig? What gigs do you like doing? Do you prefer like the outdoor gigs? Do you prefer the intimate things, or does it not bother you?
It doesn't. Really
just
doesn't.
As long as you're playing to a crowd.
Yeah, as long as I'm playing, as long as, you know, it really doesn't matter. I would prefer indoor if it's like really, really cold outside, because we talked about it. I'm always cold. But I would play also.
And at the moment, you're keen to spread your music around the world. This is the idea of the tours, to get your music from country to country.
Yes, to meet people, to develop, you know, to do more. Mm. That's the thing.
Have you had any embarrassing moments? Has anything gone wrong? Have you been on stage? And
of course.
Do you have a favorite one?
You know, every show I have like one thing that goes wrong. It's that, and that's the way it is. But the thing is,
you'll come on my show. It goes wrong every week.
But the crowd doesn't know, you know, it's the first time they see the show, so.
Yes.
But yeah, of course, every time there's something. You learn from every show.
Yeah.
That's the thing, just to learn, to continue, make it better.
Now, you have done some videos, I know, for some of the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Who produces your videos?
The first one I released for a song called There For Me, it's a friend, his name is Dudi Dayan, he directed it and produced the song. It's a really, really fun video. We just went for a day coast to coast in Israel, all the beaches. We had like amazing weather, it seemed like it's in Europe or something, not in Israel, with beautiful actresses, and we just had fun. So,
and these can be found on YouTube, can't they?
Yeah, of course.
Now, you're I know you're writing. You're writing some of these songs yourself. So,
I wrote all the songs.
Talk me through the songwriting process, because everyone has a different way of writing. Some people draw on personal experiences, things that have happened to them or other people.
Mm-hmm.
Did you start with the lyrics and then kind of pencil in the lyrics, or do you go for the melody first and then try and add the lyrics to it?
I never start from the lyrics. I always start from a feeling. Mm-hmm. I have, and then I go to the computer, compose a beat, and then the guitar on it. That's the basic. But sometimes it can be keys, and sometimes a cappella.
Okay.
The last songs I wrote were in the shower. Just, you know,
you
the
got
shower.
Like a waterproof biro.
Yeah, and I just put my iPhone outside and you know, record it. I don't know, and then go and do something with it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you couldn't really take your iPhone unless it was waterproof in the shower. It'd be a bit
yeah,
hard,
it's, a,
it?
It's a problem.
So you've got an exciting future for the year. What's the goal for the end of the year for you?
I hope next year to really come to tour Europe for more dates, something for 40 dates. That's what I aim for next year, yeah.
Okay.
And I will release also videos and a new EP and this song, the video here in the UK. Lots of plans. You should follow.
Yes, I will. I'm going to be following. We'll be talking how we can follow you, because you've got a Twitter account and websites and et cetera. We're talking about those in a sec.
Okay.
Over in England, we have some programs. What, reality TV, I suppose. Mm-hmm. We've got Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
X Factor. Do you have those?
Yes, you have plenty of those.
Is that something you'd ever go on?
I was asked a lot of times, and I don't think I fit to that.
So that's
the truth.
You want to go it alone?
Yes, I wouldn't fit to that.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just too delicate for that. You know.
So they have like a Tel Aviv's Got Talent. It's exactly more or less the same format.
Yeah, you have plenty. You have The Voice. You have this one.
Yeah,
and you have another one now. X Factor.
And they're all global brands now, really, I suppose.
Yeah, It's going, yeah, you have plenty, and you have the, you know, not only this one, also the other realities.
Yeah.
It's plenty of realities.
Plenty of realities.
Yes.
It's all fun. It's fun to watch, though, isn't it? Now, we're going to play a track for, this is There For Me.
Yeah.
Tell us a quick bit about this one, because it's the one we was talking about that's went on YouTube and has got you all the
accolades.
Yeah,
exactly. I just put it on YouTube 9 months ago, and it just, like, was a bit viral and got me to the UK today.
Okay. Let's give it a whirl. So we was talking off air about Twitter, because it's really big over here, isn't it? So let's quickly just talk about how people can get in touch with you and find out a bit more about the music, because you have a website, dedicated website, which
yes.
is called
Doreen Levy, DoreenLevy
com.
Yeah.
And from there, I must tell you, you can actually go onto all the different links.
SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, your Twitter is just at Doreen Levy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Facebook, much the same.
Same.
It's quite easy. I tapped it in.
Only my SoundCloud. It's Doreen Lev.
And you can hear some of the tracks on the SoundCloud, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And download it. If people want to get hold of an album, can they do that through the site?
Yeah, I have a shop on my site. You have a link to a shop too.
Okay.
You can buy a CD.
Well, I'm not going to keep you too long, because I know you're going to be rushing off, because you've got to be at your next gig by...
It's true.
By 4 o'clock, is it?
Yes, 3:30. Westfield Center Mall.
Okay.
And then tomorrow at the garage, I would love to see you.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
At 8 o'clock.
I'll try and get there.
Great.
Thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and a great insight on your music.
Thanks.
I'm going to put a track on now. I'm going to put a bit of Jason Derulo. Do you like Jason Derulo?
Yes, of course.
We're going to put that on, and we're going to get some photos. So we'll be back after 1 o'clock.
Yeah.